Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, temperatures across Israel are mild with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, skies are clear. In Tel Aviv, a few clouds dot the sky. In Haifa, it's a calm and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Gulf countries consider their next steps after the Iran war. Amid a visit by U.S. Senator Rubio to Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE, according to the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, the U.S. Senate reverses its stance on Iran war powers under pressure from former President Trump, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, the alliance between Netanyahu and Trump reaches a breaking point, Forward reported earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu insists Israel will not withdraw forces from southern Lebanon, I-24 News reported from earlier today. And finally, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, as Axios reported previously. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eitan Fischberger noted just minutes ago that Trita Parsi's group, which lobbies for Iran, has direct access to the Trump administration. He expressed alarm over these connections. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English discussed the ongoing impact of Brexit, highlighting the stepping down of Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the emergence of Andy Burnham as a potential successor, in a post from earlier today. Iris, a user tracking international developments, shared unconfirmed reports of pressure from Iran's Revolutionary Guards on the foreign minister to cancel talks due to issues in South Lebanon, also noted earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Gulf countries, the Jerusalem Post reports that Senator Rubio's visit to Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE comes at a crucial time. These nations were recently attacked by Iran, making the discussions with Rubio all the more significant. The outcomes of these talks could shape regional alliances and strategies moving forward. Turning to U.S. politics, JNS highlights the Senate's decision to reject a resolution that would have withdrawn U.S. forces from the conflict with Iran. This move, influenced by former President Trump, suggests strong political dynamics at play. The decision may affect U.S. military engagement in the region. Meanwhile, Forward offers insight into the strained Netanyahu-Trump relationship. Their alliance, once considered a cornerstone of Israeli-U.S. relations, is now faltering. This shift could impact Israel's diplomatic leverage with the U.S. Netanyahu's firm stance on keeping forces in southern Lebanon, as reported by I-24 News, underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining its military presence there. This declaration follows heightened regional tensions and aims to deter further aggression from adversaries. Finally, Axios reported that Iran's missile launch at Israel has broken the ceasefire. This escalation threatens ongoing negotiations and risks reigniting hostilities. Such developments may further destabilize an already volatile region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's defense giants, IAI and Rafael, are considering partial privatization through U.S. stock listings. This move comes amid regulatory and fiscal pressures, signaling a shift in their financial strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Victory Network plans to offer customers a discount on fuel prices at Sonol stations. This initiative aims to disrupt the fuel market and provide financial relief to consumers. And finally, Walla Business covers the economy minister Barkat's criticism of Channel 12's owner for holding food monopolies. Barkat calls the situation a cartel system that profits at citizens' expense, urging for more competition. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.